USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. There's breaking news out of the Middle East this hour. USA's Laura Winters reports.
This Sunday, Israeli Defense Forces prepare to move into Gaza City with a massive ground operation to take out Hamas terrorists responsible for the murders, rapes, beheadings, and kidnappings of Jewish people at a festival and at a nearby kibbutz last Saturday. Explosions can be heard in the region from an air assault. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. stands by Israel. And in a new development, another Navy aircraft carrier, the USS Dwight Eisenhower, has been deployed to the Mediterranean. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with Saudi's Crown Prince today, discussing the Hamas hostage situation. I'm Laura Winters.
Reuters reporting that one of their video journalists was killed and six other journalists were injured in southern Lebanon when they were hit by missiles fired from the direction of Israel on Friday. The journalists were working close to the border where the Israeli military and Lebanese militia Hezbollah had been trading fire. The CIA reportedly issued at least two warnings about a potential uprising in Gaza in the weeks leading up to last week's attack on Israel, including one days before that said an attack by Hamas was imminent. The New York Times reported that President Biden and senior White House officials were not briefed on any of the reports. CNN reported that the CIA's assessments were in part based on intelligence provided by Israel. Two of the big three Detroit automakers are laying off more employees due to the ongoing strike by members of the United Auto Workers. Stellantis, which is the parent company of Chrysler and Ford Motor, will temporarily lay off an additional 1,250 employees combined. Just over 34,000 UAW workers are on the picket lines, which is now approaching the one-month mark. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
In the week since the deadly Hamas attacks on Israel, pro-Palestinian rallies have taken place in several cities across the U.S. From Times Square to college campuses, anti-Semitic activist organizations are supporting the attack, calling Israelis occupiers. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin of Virginia says it's important for the Jewish people to know that they're being supported.
There is a real sense of fear in the Jewish community, and we need to recognize that anti-Semitism is real, and we have families that are afraid to go to the grocery store. They're afraid for their children in school in the United States. And so we are standing strong to combat anti-Semitism and to tell the Jewish people that we are standing with them at this horrific time.
Rising concerns among investors are driving global energy prices up. According to CNN, the primary factor behind the surge in oil and gas prices is the conflict in Israel and the apprehension that it might spread across the broader region renowned for its oil production. An expert noted that despite the record levels of U.S. oil production, there could still be a significant disruption to supplies in the near term. House Republicans put forth another name to be Speaker.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan has been selected as the Republican nominee for Speaker of the House. The decision was made in a closed-door meeting Friday afternoon. To secure the Speaker's position, he will need to garner a minimum of 217 votes from his own party during the floor vote in the House. That vote has not yet been scheduled. I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.